With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Iran state media says its nuclear facilities come under attack just hours after Israel threatened to escalate and expand its campaign against Tehran. IRNA News reporting today that a heavy water plant at a yellow cake production plant were struck. Yellow cake is a concentrated form of uranium. After impurities are removed from the raw ore, the agency says there is no risk of contamination. Meanwhile, a French foreign ministry spokesman says that he's spoken with his Iranian counterpart about lifting the Strait of Hormuz blockade.
There have been direct talks with the Iranian at the level of the Minister of Foreign Affairs, at the level of the President, Macron, with his counterpart, President Pezeshkian, to ask them to stop blocking and to...
Vice President Vance says the federal government for decades has failed to take fraud seriously.
What we're going to actually do is force the bureaucracy to take this seriously and work together as political principals to make sure that we stop allowing fraudsters to steal the American people's money.
And the vice president has been appointed by President Trump as the new fraud czar to crack down. The House Ethics Committee ruling against Democratic Representative Sheila Treferlis McCormick, something it could add weight Republicans.
The House Ethics Committee has found Florida Democratic Representative Sheila Treferlis McCormick committed 25 ethics violations of House rules and ethics standards. The panel says it will recommend a punishment in the coming weeks. The allegations center around Treferlis McCormick's receipt of millions of dollars from her family's healthcare business after Florida made an overpayment of roughly $5 million in COVID-19 disaster relief funds. She's accused of using that money to fund her 2022 congressional campaign.
On Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 484 points. This is SRN News. Rainbow crosswalks are disappearing in Dallas, Texas, Michael Harrington reports.
The crosswalks, designed to celebrate gay pride, are being removed under orders from Republican Governor Greg Abbott. He says the LGBT flag designs violate the Texas Manual on Uniform Traffic Controls Devices and have to go. Dallas officials have been fighting it, but they've now given in, and crews are at work returning the crosswalks to normal. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has issued a similar statewide order. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Trump administration is in a standoff with San Jose State University. The Education Department has deemed that there are Title IX violations involving transgender athletes taking place at the school and says there will be legal action if things don't change soon. Officials at SJSU say they disagree with the department's legal position and findings. In January, the administration found the university had discriminated against women. This is SRN News. Investigators say lax oversight played a role in two deadly home explosions in Mississippi that happened after shifting clay soil pulled natural gas pipes apart and the leaks went unrepaired.
Officials say both leaks were reported to Atmos Energy weeks earlier, but the utility rated them low risk. Now, the first blast in 2024 killed an 82-year-old woman in Jackson. A second explosion and fire 3 days later destroyed two nearby homes. The board says the energy company needs to replace the couplings and needs more scrutiny because of its poor safety record. Jason Walker reporting.
An astronaut who prompted NASA's medical evacuation earlier this year says that doctors still don't know why he suddenly fell sick at the International Space Station. Word today from four-time space flyer Mike Finke. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.